In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you. We saw in chapter 3 of the Acts of the Apostles the man that was lame from birth being completely healed by the power of God through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Oh yes, we saw that. And everyone knew him because they had placed money in his little cup. He was sitting by the beautiful gate. And I even told you that Jesus went through the beautiful gate many times and did not heal this man. But Peter and John said, "Look at us. Silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." And he started to walk and leap and jump and praise God as he was going into the temple. Everyone knew him, and you couldn't deny that he was the man who sat by the beautiful gate. But this is going to get the apostles in trouble. Chapter 4 of the Acts. "And as they spoke unto the people, the priests and certain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. They were grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead." Well, Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection. But here we have the man that was lame from birth, 40 years old, who is the sign of the resurrection, a pregnant sign of the resurrection. The Sadducees were upset. They were preaching through Jesus the resurrection of the dead because they did not believe in the resurrection. Pharisees believed in the resurrection. And they laid hands on them and put them in prison until the next day, for it was now evening. So the apostles, Peter and John, go to jail for a good deed that they did, that Jesus healed the cripple by the power of the resurrection. So Peter and John go to jail. And I'm telling you, they must have been rejoicing that they were persecuted in the name of Jesus. "Though many of them which heard the word believed, and a number of men was about 5,000. You had to believe that something happened to this crippled man. They knew him. They put money in his cup. He sat by the beautiful gate. Now he's jumping and leaping and praising God. "And it came to pass on the next day that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, as many as were kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, 'By what power, or by what name, have you done this?' Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, 'Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are being examined by a good deed done to an impotent man, by what means he was made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before the whole of the assembly.'" It was done in the name of Jesus. You know what? There's no other name by which to be saved. There's no other name by which to be healed. It was done in the name of Jesus. It was done by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then Peter goes on and says, "This is the stone which was set not by the builders." The builders did not accept the stone, "which has become the cornerstone. Neither is there salvation in any other name. And there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now, I want to tell you, in the experience that we're living in 2016, people say, "Well, as long as you believe in God," no, there is no other name under heaven by which people are to be saved, only through Jesus Christ and through his blood. This is very important because he said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." there is no other name by which we are to be saved but the name of Jesus. That's why the name of Jesus must be proclaimed over and over again. We must be like Peter and John, who are proclaiming Jesus Christ to the world. I have nothing to give you but to proclaim Jesus to the world and Jesus to you, that he is in love with you, that he has plans for you, and that he is the stone rejected by the builders, and it has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. You say, but that's not fair. Here we go again with the fair thing. I want to tell you, the only way to get to Holy Rosary Church is by coming on Shirley Street. There is no other way but Shirley Street to get to Holy Rosary. Well, that's not fair. Well, it's fair because it's true. It's true. There is no other name by which we are to be saved but by the name of Jesus. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I want to tell you, we should have the ignorance of Peter and John. We should have the learning of Peter and John. Oh, yes. And they took knowledge of him because they had been with Jesus. They realized by their life that they had been with Jesus. I wonder about us. I wonder about me, that people realize that I've been with Jesus by the way I live. I wonder how people perceive me. Yes, it's not only my words that I speak. It's the way we live. It's the way we live. It's the way we live. They realized that they had been with Jesus. Will people realize that you have been with Jesus, that he loves you, that you are the Lord's own beloved? Do people realize that? You know, one person said, my husband is the neighborhood saint and the house devil. Well, I'm going to tell you, it can't be that way. People must realize that we have been with Jesus, that Jesus is the one that has saved us. Let's continue. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, I tell you, they weren't very ignorant, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Yes, they were with Jesus, and they continue to be with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed, that's the man at the beautiful gate, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. And when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to them and that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. We can't deny that there's been a miracle done to the crippled, who is now crippled anymore. What are we going to do with these men, Peter and John? But that it spread no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Well, I'm just telling you, that's not going to work, because the name of Jesus burned in their heart. I want to look at, in my mind, the 20th chapter of Jeremiah. He said, I am not going to speak in the name of God anymore as a prophet. I am tired of being persecuted. And then he said, it was like a fire in my bones. I could not help but preach in the name of God. A fire in my bones. I tell you, Peter and John had a fire in their bones, and they would only preach in the name of Jesus, and no threat was ever going to come in their way. They threatened them, we'll jail you, we'll whip you. But no, they could not but speak in the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus burned in their hearts. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you be our judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. This is real. Which we have seen and heard. Things happen when we give our life to Jesus. We are transformed when we give our life to Jesus. Peter said, I can't but speak in the name. That name burns in my heart. I need to speak in that name. You can arrest me, but I need to speak in that name. And I'm telling you, they continued. Would that we had priests and ministers that would preach in the name of Jesus, that would do the things that Jesus did, that people would realize that they were with Jesus. But not only priests and ministers, what about you and me? I hope people realize that I have been with Jesus and that he has been with me. I can't get along without Jesus. We cannot but speak in the name of Jesus. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing, how they might punish them because of the people, for all the men glorified God for that which was done, the healing of the lame man. They glorified God. For the man was about 40 years old, on whom the miracle of healing was powerfully showed. And I'm telling you, that 40 years old was old in those days. And he's jumping and leaping and praising God. Everybody had to take notice of him. They had put money in his cup. And now the apostles are being warned not to preach in the name of Jesus anymore. And Peter says, we cannot but preach in the name of Jesus. He burns in our soul. He burns in our heart. We've got to preach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, that's Peter and John, and probably the lame man, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. Don't preach in the name of Jesus, or you're going to be hurt, you're going to be jailed. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who has made heaven, who has made earth, who has made the sea, and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For by truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. Me too. I crucified Jesus with my sins. For to whom thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threats. In other words, they're going to the Lord and pray. Behold their threats. What about their threats? And the word of God says, behold their threats, and grant unto thy servants that with boldness we may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy Son, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place shook, was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak the word of God with boldness. I tell you, they didn't say, oh, we've been hurt. They told us not to preach in the name of Jesus. No, they said, look on their threats and work more powerfully, God. And the place shook. They were all filled with God and filled with the Spirit again. There was another move of God in that upper room. You know, what about us? You know, we get a little persecution. We say, oh, I've been persecuted. I've only done good things. I tell you, Peter and John didn't talk like that. They said, look on the threats that they have made, and with your power, move in a wonderful way with healings and deliverances and mighty things in the name of Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. How we need to be bold but caring. Oh yes, we don't need to be bold and miserable. We need to be bold and caring. I remember the minister who was going to speak to the people, and you know, he just kept on playing his guitar, and people were expecting him to speak. and people started leaving the assembly. And you know what? Only a few, sir, stayed. And he said, you people are the ones I want to preach to. The others came to have their ears tickled. You people have stayed during this time of me playing guitar, and I didn't speak a word. But now I can preach to you because you people are hungry. You people are hungry. I'm telling you, it's to the hungry that God manifests his glory. I told you about Aunt May. To the hungry. She was hungry and thirsty for the Lord. And she received a double portion from God. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither any of them said that the things which they possessed was their own, but they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and grace was upon them all. With great power. We have the same Jesus. He is the same one who was crucified for us, who died for us, and who rose from the dead for us. We have the same Jesus that we proclaim. But what are we expecting? Are we expecting to speak with boldness and caring? We've got to care. We've got to care for people. We don't only speak with boldness, but we want to tell people how much they are loved by God, how much Jesus wants to do in their lives. I had someone who just came to me recently, and it was wonderful. You know, I kind of asked them all the right questions, and the love of Jesus started to fill his heart. The love of Jesus started to fill his heart. And you know what? That's Jesus working. I didn't preach in any other name but the name of Jesus. I didn't ask questions in any other name but the name of Jesus. Neither was there any among them that lacked anything. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses, they sold them and brought the price of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according to what he had a need. And Joes, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted son of encouragement, a Levite in the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. I'm going to ask you this question. Are you a Barnabas? Are you an encourager of people? Are you a man or a woman that encourages people to continue to walk in the power of God? Are you one that will listen to people and listen to them with all your heart? Will you listen to them? Are you somebody that you know, you haven't got it all together like myself, but you would care for people, that you would be a son of encouragement, that you would be a Barnabas? That's what we need in the church today, people that would care for people, not only come to a service, but people that will care for people that will lay hands upon the sick and watch them get better. And even if they don't get better, we're doing what Jesus told us to do. He said, lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Is everyone healed? No. You might ask why. I have no idea. But we are the ones that hear the word of God. Jesus said, lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. But a certain man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also, being knowledge to this, brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has the devil filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your very own? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied unto men, but you've lied unto God. In other words, he's saying, you didn't have to give any of the money to the apostles, but you pretended to give it all. But in all reality, you kept back some, and you lied to the Holy Spirit. Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. He dropped dead. And with great fear came to all of them that heard these things. And the young man also arose, wound him up with burial cloths, and carried him away to be buried. And it was about the space of 3 hours after that his wife, not knowing what was done, came in, and Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, Yes, for so much. In other words, that's what they gave the apostles. Then Peter said to her, How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Holy Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them that buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. And then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. She dropped dead. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. You see, they didn't have to give 1 cent to the apostles. What they did is they said they gave it all, and they held some back. They lied. They lied to the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, we need never to lie to the Holy Spirit. We need God so much that if we are in our own position, we need God to help us. The people at Planned Parenthood today need Jesus to help them. Why? Because without Jesus and the power of the Spirit, people will not be saved and children will not be saved. I'm telling you, each one of us are in absolute need of Jesus. You are in need of Jesus and I am in need of Jesus. Do you know that today? Father, in the name of Jesus, you know how poor we are. I ask you to fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit and that we would be partakers of the divine nature and that we would be able to do the things you've asked us to do, to pray for miracles, to lay hands upon the sick, to preach the word of God, that no other name under heaven can people be saved. People tell me that's not fair. Well, I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with being fair. It has everything to do with being true. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Jesus, 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 the one who heals and the one who forgives and the one who leads us into paradise. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I want to preach in no other name but in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you something today. The dates are the 17th of July. You might say, that's far away. That's not very far away, my friends. That day will come quick. Between the 17th and the 23rd of July, we have the School of the Holy Spirit, and it is hosted by Holy Rosary. And I'm asking people to register at this address, www.daysofglory.org, www.daysofglory.org. Put it in your calendar, July 17th to the 23rd, the School of the Holy Spirit, www.daysofglory.org. And if you want to call somebody, the 1-520-423-9290, 520-423-9290. I'll speak it out again. 520-423-9290. Daysofglory.org. Daysofglory.org. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for me that I preach only in the name of Jesus. Pray for me that God would heal the sick and God would touch those that need salvation. Pray for me. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.